Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
My name is Barbara Kessel, and I am a volunteer with Books to Prisoners, an organization that collects donated books from the community and ships them to individual inmates at the 28 state prisons for adults and the 5 federal penitentiaries that are located in Illinois. We have always imagined that our efforts supplemented the prison libraries. However, we discovered recently that the state budget crisis began to affect the prisons 7 years ago, long before it has hit us in schools and social services. During these 7 years, the prison libraries have not had any budget to purchase anything: books, newspapers, magazines, or scotch tape. Many of them are shut down for lack of a librarian. We would like to call your attention, as taxpayers, to the fact that recidivism last year in the state of Illinois was 51%. That is, more than half of the prisoners released return for another incarceration. Many research studies have shown that any kind of educational factor while in prison, including access to reading material, reduces recidivism by as much as one-third. If the return rate reduced by one-third in Illinois, that could save us $17 million, not to mention the human savings of making families whole again. Our own efforts here in Champaign-Urbana make a modest but significant difference to thousands of prisoners. You can be part of that by coming to our book sale, where we make the money to pay the postage. The book sale, Pages for Pennies, is going on today, Friday, April 16, from 4 to 8 in the evening. Tomorrow, Saturday, 8 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 2, at the old post office in Urbana at Broadway and Elm, also known as the Independent Media Center. Although our efforts in the last 5 years have brought books to 7,357 prisoners, it is impossible for us to replace the prison libraries, which should serve all 45,000 prisoners. Thus, we urge you to help us with your ideas for how to keep open access to books in prison, to talk to your state legislator, and to join us in a campaign of working with the Illinois Department of Corrections to maintain the prisoners' right to read so they can take the smart way out and never return. Our website is www.bookstoprisoners.org. That is www.books2prisoners.org. Thank you.
The Public Square is a place for you to comment on whatever subject you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Opinions reflect those of the speaker. For information or to submit a commentary, visit our website, will.illinois.edu.